Mike speaking.
Hey, Mike, this is Steve from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. All right, so you were just saying you're interested in seeing how our program works, yeah?
Yeah, I guess I don't know anything about it. And
that's okay.
So anyway, yeah, so if you can give me kind of an overview.
Sure, yeah. So when we were first in contact, I told you that we had sent you out an offer. It was a pre-approval for some equipment or capital. And
yep.
We're Bank of Cardiff. I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of our websites or anything like that. But, you know, we're a business bank. We only work with business owners. We've been around for 12 years. Equipment financing is pretty much like our bread and butter of what we do. But we do have some other programs, such as like working capital. Are you familiar with capital? And
yeah.
How it works? Okay.
Well, I don't know how your mm-hmm. program, I don't need equipment, but possibly,
sure.
You know, some working capital.
Okay.
So I don't know how that works, so that's what I was,
okay.
How does your program work?
Sure. So with our capital, the way it works is we can usually, it's based off of sales. We can usually unlock about 10 to 15% off of your gross annual sales. So what were your gross annual sales last year?
About 1.1 million.
1.1? Okay. So, yeah, so I mean, we could roughly unlock about 100,000 to about 115,000 for working capital. And that's going to be unsecured, no collateral. Pretty much you can do what you want with it. That's the nice thing about it. It's going to be a shorter term, it's about 3 to 36 months. And depending on the term and, you know, what you look like on your paper, that's what's really going to determine what the rate is, because I know that's going to be one of your questions is, what's the rate? That's pretty much how it works. I can go into more detail by, you know, asking you some stuff of like, because rate is pretty much going to be your main question, is it?
Well, that's a question, but
sure.
One is how is it paid back? Monthly?
Sure.
Or how does that work?
So we have a couple different ways you can pay it. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. Those are going to be our main three that we deal with.
Okay.
The most I've seen, we're a relationship-based bank. So we're not just looking for like one transaction because that's not going to keep our doors open. We usually like to, you know, have a relationship, pretty much be your financial, you know, lender that you guys always go to, hopefully. And since you're a first-time customer, the way it usually is going to work is it's going to be probably the first time will be either daily or weekly. If you guys want to redo business, like let's say you take it all out and you pay it all back and everything works out fine and you guys want to do some more stuff like later on in the future, then that's probably when you'd be more eligible for the monthly. That's just usually how it works for first time customers.
So say mm-hmm. that again. The first time customers, how does the payback go?
Usually daily or weekly is what you're going to be qualified for. There's always a monthly option. Sometimes first time customers do sometimes get that option, but I can't like really guarantee you that. You know what I mean? I don't want to say yeah you can get that and then you know you do all the paperwork and stuff and you don't get it and then I come out looking like a liar. So I don't like to do that. I like to be upfront and honest and you know truly be honest with you. So. That's how that would work for the payments. How much were you needing?
I don't know. I guess I'm not thinking of anything
mm-hmm.
right at the moment, but I always like to have my options open.
Oh, sure. Do you have a lender that you go through right now?
I haven't needed any, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
So anyway,
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of what I was just trying to see is what...
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's available if I need something in the near future, thinking of our budgets and stuff, so.
Sure. Obviously you were kind of interested in something. Is there something that's, like, coming up or something, or?
No, I was just
okay.
intrigued by it in case something is. So, like I said,
okay.
I got nothing at the quick moment here. But
okay.
So. Anyway, mm-hmm. I got your information here from your email, and if something comes up here, I'll give you I'll reach out to you.
Sure, that sounds awesome. Would it be okay if I follow up with you, like, maybe in a couple months or so, or, you know?
You know, maybe, like, November, if
November?
I haven't got to you, if I haven't got to you first.
Okay.
But, I guess I know enough now how to get a hold of you if I'm looking for something.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. In a lot of ours, like I said, with our working capital, it's more based off of, you know, the gross annual sales. It's not really based off of your credit history. So that's one of the main factors, too, is we don't really look at your credit. I mean, we do take a look at it, but it's on your business side. It's not really on your personal credit. So it doesn't hit your credit very hard. I know it's a lot of questions that come up sometimes for that. Other than that, yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to qualify for. That's it, really.
Okay.
And also, your time in business, that really helps, too. How long have you guys been in business for?
Probably about 14 years at this location.
Okay. So you've had multiple locations then?
Yeah, I've done a few things, so.
Okay. And were they all the same name?
No.
Okay. Okay, so. Well, yeah.
Anyway, I know how to get a hold of you, and I appreciate your time at the moment, so.
Hey, no, I know you're busy, so, I mean, I appreciate your time more so. So, I do appreciate your inquiry and everything, so. Absolutely, I'll just keep in touch. You know, if anything comes up, feel free to give me a holler.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Bye-bye.